Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this week. And as the summer travel season's in full swing, maybe you've been on the roads, maybe you've been in the airports or the train stations. People are busting at the seams to get out, and we're going to talk about that today. And also a recent Oracle hospitality study with Alex Alt from Oracle. And Alex, thanks for joining me. Are you out and about traveling?
I am out and about. I've already made a couple of trips this summer for business and a couple for pleasure, and got a few more lined up. So I'm back on the road for sure.
I have as well, and Alex leads Oracle's vertical software business, serving the hospitality, casino, and cruise industries, which are all coming back. So exciting time for you, Alex, and your team. Are things really ramping up from what you see?
Yeah, things are coming back in full force, certainly domestically. Our business is global, but from everything I can gather from what the data tells us, North America is really leading the comeback, and I'd say fortunately and you know, to some extent unfortunately, faster than many of the travel providers were ready for. Both hospitalities and airlines are having a tough time meeting the comeback and the pace at which travel has come back.
Yeah, did it catch them off guard a little bit, or did you guys probably saw it coming better than they did?
No, I don't think. I think everyone expected the comeback. I'd say the challenge that our customers are having, both on the hospitality side, and we know that airlines are experiencing the same, is just a labor shortage. So, all in all, it's a great problem to have after a traumatic, 15 months for the hospitality industry. So the industry is adapting well, and I know they'll be back at full capacity to serve very soon here.
Yeah, and what's going on here in the States and in the Caribbean's a lot different than what's going on in other parts of the world, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're certainly leading the comeback. I think in large part due to the ability to get the vaccine out and to achieve broad-based immunity, and then there's this pent-up demand to get on the road. I was on the phone with somebody yesterday, and I asked him if he had any plans for the summer, and he referred to it as revenge travel, which is basically a way to get back out on the road after having been cooped up. There was an article in the paper today that the borders have now opened, where EU is accepting American travelers. So that was a huge win. So I think the trajectory of recovery that we're seeing in the States, I think we'll see it in other world geographies as the vaccine gets disseminated and as consumer confidence and business confidence is increasing and ready to get back out on the road and or welcome travelers on planes and in hotels.
Yeah, we're with Alex Alt from Oracle, and their software is helping the travel industry get back running and handling the demand. And Alex, there's always a differentiation between leisure travel and business travel. I see leisure travel coming back here much faster than business travel.
This is true, and we saw something similar last summer, although not nearly to the extent that we see now, which is the leisure segment really leading the recovery. Although, just as you and I spoke casually at the beginning of the call here, people are getting back out on the road for business travel as well, and we would expect and hope, as would our customers, that as the summer leisure travel boom comes to an end in that September, early October timeframe, that the business travel comeback really carries that momentum through the end of the year. The other thing that's interesting to point out is you probably heard this term leisure, which used to be a term used to describe travelers that mix business and leisure trips. I think the same term can also be applied to providers, specifically hotels, that have had to learn how to serve a guest that's perhaps there on leisure, but is also, because of the work remote phenomenon, is also working from the hotel. So the leisure traveler is back, and I think during the pandemic we saw hospitality companies and hotels specifically serving a new segment, which is people working permanently or at least semi-permanently from their properties.
Yeah, we're with Alex Alt from Oracle, and Oracle with a great hospitality travel survey out, and Alex and his team trying to meet the increased demand for your customers and for travelers as we just got through a holiday weekend with the 4th of July. And hotels maybe felt the brunt of it, Alex, worse than any other segment, or maybe other than the cruise industry. And hotels are getting busier, and they're noticing things maybe are evolving or changing a little bit. Customers still want to see the lobbies and guest areas taking social distancing into account, and customers may be more likely to dine with room service and staying out of a crowded hotel restaurant. Is anything else you see trending wise for hotels?
Yeah, so I would just say it's awesome to see people back in hotels en masse, and I'd say I would point to a couple of things. Number one is the increased importance of, I'll call it, cleanliness and safety. I mean, this was pretty far down the list 2 years ago. It's at the top of the list now. 79% of travelers say it's important. And the hospitality industry, with the support of American Hotel and Lodging Association, which is an industry advocacy group, has done a fantastic job in safeguarding their hotels from a cleanliness perspective and meeting that consumer expectation. A second trend I'll point to, we talked about the labor shortage in hospitality. It's just this concept of doing more with less. And that really leads to this third key, which is the way you do more with less in just about any operating business is through technology. And it allows for mobility. You know, it allows you to get back out from behind the desk and you can check in a guest while you're performing other functions. And this technical agility, I mean, if you look at what hotel companies accomplished over the last 15 months, the timeline that you saw, for example, we had a customer implement mobile check-in in 2.5 months. And this would have been an 18-month project prior to the pandemic. So the ability and adaptability to put in these more advanced technical solutions in short timelines has been impressive. And I think the industry is going to be better off because of it. Because, look, this do more with less is not going to be a temporary phenomenon. It's going to be something that's lasting, and technology is going to be part of the answer there.
Yeah, I tend to agree, and wrapping up here with Alex Alt. And for people that are maybe were a little skeptical on traveling that I talked to, Alex, I told them maybe there's been no safer time to stay in a hotel or to travel as there is now. I mean, everything's so closely watched, and everybody's taking the necessary steps and protocols. So I think you should feel safe about traveling, and I think the labor shortage problem will work itself out as it always has in the past in similar circumstances. Maybe something not like this, but with the pandemic, the labor force maybe did shrink a little.
Yeah, I think that's right. On your first comment, it's there's never been a better, safer time to travel given all of the actions that have been implemented over the last 15 months. And then when you complement that with the vaccination rates and the herd immunity that we're reading about, it's just fantastic. The other thing I'd add is that the hospitality industry is comprised of amazing employees that have endured 15 of the toughest months in the history of the industry. I mean, it blew the impact of COVID-19. They make, you know, 9/11 and the recession of 2008-2009 look like a bump in the road. And, you know, more than anything, the associates behind the front desk, at the bell desk, at the front door are just excited to welcome back guests. And if they want to be welcomed from a distance and interact mobily, that's great. If they want to experience the physical property and get out and interact with staff, that's great too. It's just, I'm more happy than anything for the associates at property that are using our technology, of course, but also just happy to see travelers back in their properties.
I'm seeing the same thing, Alex, and great work on your end. I know you got a lot of hard work to go as things will keep ramping up the rest of this year as we head into the holiday travel season, which probably will be off the charts. So thanks so much for coming on, and great information. And we'll put all the links in the show notes. Oracle doing a great job as usual. And I'm traveling this weekend, and safe travels to you as well.
Fantastic. Great to talk to you. Safe travels.
Thanks, Alex.